This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word GRACE. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. As promised, I will be reading more tattletale notes from the snitch line. But before I get to that, I wanted to give you guys a few updates here. Black Lives Matter protesters scream, "We don't want you here," at diners outside New York City restaurant. Black Lives Matter protesters were caught on camera harassing diners outside a family-owned Brooklyn taqueria, with dozens screaming at them to stay the bleep out of New York. "We don't want you here. We don't want your bleeping money. We don't want your bleeping taqueria. We don't want owned by bleeping white men." The mob's the ringleader screamed while the mob repeated it. The owner is listed as Daniel Nassar, who has said in numerous interviews that he crafted his traditional recipes while cooking with his family. He also said that the 11-year neighborhood staple was relied on by his staff to survive during the pandemic. But yeah, that's what they were screaming outside of his taqueria. "We don't want your bleeping money. We don't want your bleeping taqueria owned by bleeping white men." Black Lives Matter protesters. And also, I have a quick, Jared, if we could just get this in really quick before I read you some more of these snitch lines, a quick journalism in the news. And this one.
And now, news.
Very fake news.
I see a lot of excellent journalism being done.
Give me the press.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
How can you ask a question when you don't know the press?
He said that journalists make up stories and make up sources.
As a journalist, I don't really like being the story here.
Very fake news.
And many of your compatriots had to change the reporting, and they had to apologize, and they had to correct.
This is a golden age of journalism in a lot of ways.
Mr. Biden, Mr. Biden, what flavor did you get?
News.
Well, the fake news media, they did not issue many corrections about the Brian Sicknick fake news or the Russian bounty fake news, but the New York Times is working on something. And I think you guys might get a kick out of this. New York Times balks at gender-neutral bathrooms, transgender byline demands. All right, so it's kind of a confusing headline, but here's the deal. When you think gray lady, you think wokeness. You think virtue signaling. You think liberal utopia. Well, not quite. The New York Times journalists want the company to bring in Ally McBeal style gender neutral bathrooms. All right, so Ally McBeal was beyond my time. I did not know what this meant, so I had to Google it. Apparently, in Ally McBeal, one of the parts of the show was that they all had to share one bathroom. It was gender neutral. So this is what they want the New York Times. And they also want the New York Times, they want the company to retroactively revise the bylines of transgender journalists who have changed their names. Those are the issues topping the list of demands by the gray ladies' unionized editorial staffers. The previous union contract expired at the end of March. So far, management is digging in its heels on the bathroom question as well on revising bylines. You guys just better get to it. You know why? I've learned something. I've learned something watching this woke culture take over. And that is, it's a culture of appeasement. We just keep on giving the toddler who's throwing the tantrum candy in hopes that for a little while they will stop screaming bloody murder. And for that 2 seconds of silence, you know, it's worth the price. You give them the ice cream and you go, "For the love of God, please shut up. Leave me alone." So give them the gender neutral bathrooms. Revise the bylines. That's what they want, and that is what they shall get. And they want it now. New York Times. All right, now I am going to open up the phone lines here, 844-500-4242, because I got to give Howie Karp credit for this. I'm kind of blown away by some of these submissions. I didn't think people like this, I knew there was one, you know, one in every crowd, a Karen, but I didn't know that they were everywhere. And I'm going to read you some more of these. And I will be switching up my Karen voice depending on the character. This is more of an old school Karen. In the night shifts, they don't use masks. And if they do, they don't wear it correctly. It's very unsanitary. Since our city has really high case numbers, they should get some type of fine for it, because customers can't go into the restaurants without them, but workers can serve us without masks. This is sickening. Staff, along guys, I think it meant aloud. Staff, the spelling on these is brutal, by the way, just as I know. Staff allowed guys to drink at bar for 7 hours. Way longer than 90 minutes. We all want to make money, but this is just wrong and unfair. This is one of my favorites. I had an appointment in Leominster this morning, and I waited at the dealership while my vehicle was being worked on. As soon as I walked in, a few employees quickly rushed to put their masks on. However, several other employees did not have masks on at all during the time I was there, which was about 40 minutes. These employees without masks were talking to various other employees during my stay, each time directly next to each other, perhaps 1 foot apart. But certainly not anywhere near the 6 foot social distancing guidelines. There was other customers waiting in the waiting area who was wearing a mask, also witnessing the several employees not following any COVID-19 guidelines at all. The employees had no care that there were customers visibly waiting in the waiting area, which is open to the rest of the dealership. Not in a separate space and no dividers. No dividers. How much longer must this go on? What? Charlie Bacon, when are you going to step in? This is a good one. They're advertising an open mic night indoors in the bar. They're scheduling live music events indoors with singing, which goes against the guidelines set forth per the state for no singing allowed indoors, posing a threat to patrons. I really enjoy that one because set forth is also spelled incorrectly. You could probably guess that. Yikes. These people. End scene. You know, this would actually be a really good experiment, you know, if we could get all these people in a room together and just kind of just do the Michael Scott to Toby Flenderson. Why are you the way that you are? You know, that's how my friends operate with me. Like some of my friends from high school and stuff, they kind of feel like, what happened to you? You know, why do you like Donald Trump? Why do you host a conservative radio show? What went wrong? And that's what I want to say to the woman who goes into a dealership and sees a bunch of young guys and gets mad that they're pulling their masks up when she walks in. Like, what happened along the way?
Show us on the doll where somebody not wearing a mask hurt you.
It's so insane. I cannot even wrap my head around it. I see you guys calling in. I'll take some calls. I'll actually break short here so we can fit in a few calls on the other side. Do you know a Karen? Are you a Karen? Do you have a Karen in your family? Have you run into this? If you run a business, you know, I had that one guy call in and say he's had people come up to him and yell at him. I've had some people say to me, you know, could you put your mask on, please? But I haven't had anyone aggressively yell at me. I don't know if I could take that. I do not know if I could take that at this point. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows, pull down your mask, and take in a big breath of fresh air. But you know what that also means, Jared? case.
Yes, it does. And save the dimes, Karens. I have on occasion been known to go outside without a mask.
Sans mask.
Sans mask. Q-U-E. And when that happens, I get the runny nose, I get the watery eyes, the scratchy throat, everything that comes with a pollen allergy. And now it's super pollen time. But when I go inside, I have the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, and it is the best allergy aid I have ever had. I do take medication, but it doesn't always get all the symptoms. But the Thunderstorm actually changes the air in the room or the floor that you're on. It ionizes the air. It gets rid of the allergens. It eliminates odors and pollutants. It gets rid of some viruses, and you're breathing clean air. No mask necessary.
No mask, no problems. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word GRACE, and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word GRACE. 844-500-4242. I see you guys lining up to talk. Let us know if you have a situation like this, or maybe you're reading these and you're thinking, good for those people for calling in and standing up for the COVID Karens. Maybe you understand this mindset. Maybe you can enlighten us. That's what we're all about here at the Grace Curley Show. We'll be right back on the other side with your calls. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. Start the afternoon up right.
Now what? Now comes the girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Answer us, Karen. Why? Why do you call this niche line when someone doesn't have their mask on properly? I kind of agree with a caller who said, you know, it's one thing to come up to the person who's not wearing their mask and go head to head, toe to toe. But it's another thing to just tell on them, you know, to call up after and kind of drop a dime. And then you also run into the problem of, what's stopping one restaurant from calling? And I don't think restaurants do this, especially now, because they're all kind of supportive of one another. But what's stopping one business from calling a competitor out for breaking the rules? It could just be straight up lies. Maybe I'm being a cynic. Maybe the Karens are really acting in good faith here. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follinsby Inn, located on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. That's Follinsby Inn, spelled Follansbee. Go to follinsbyinn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which mass political hack is the most embarrassing?
Oof.
Charlie Bacon Parker, Ed Markey, or Elizabeth Warren?
I'm going to go with Ed Markey because he really had a few whoppers very close together. He was talking about packing the Supreme Court, and now he's reintroducing the Green New Deal. As if any of us, usually when you reintroduce someone, it's because people forgot. I don't think anyone's forgotten about the Green New Deal. Okay, we've been hit over the head with it for years now. So yeah, I'm going to say Mr. Frosty.
Mr. Frosty is finally a winner in the eyes of the audience. 46% say he is the most embarrassing mass political hack. Elizabeth Warren polling at 38% and just 16% for Governor Charlie Bacon Parker.
Yeah, and according to the Boston Herald, my favorite newspaper, there has been calls on Charlie Baker to relax the mask order, but he is not ready to commit.
There's a lot at stake.
There's a lot at stake here. Corinna, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Corinna.
Hey, Grace. Loving the show. I got recently mistaken as a Karen by accident. I swear I'm not one. I was leaving work. It was in the parking garage and just having random small talk with someone in there. And we were talking about how it reeked of gasoline. And I made a comment that it almost makes you want to keep your mask on. And he thought that I was telling him to put his mask on. And he started getting all defensive, saying, oh, I'm vaccinated. And then, like, we parted ways, and I never got to clarify. It really ate away at me that someone out there thinks that I was calling them out.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me of, Corinna, there's some memes online where it will show a guy ripping his mask off, and it says, when you forgot to take your mask off when you get into your car and realize everyone thinks you voted for Joe Biden, and the guy has this look of panic on his face. Because that is kind of, I mean, when I see people in my neighborhood with the three masks on, I don't have to ask, you know. I feel like telling them, it's okay. You have four signs on your front yard that say hate has no home here, okay? I don't know a lot, but I know you voted for Biden. So you don't have to keep telling me it with your face shields and your masks and your bee suits or whatever you're wearing. We get it. You're better than us. You care more, okay? We understand. Thanks for the call, Corinna. Corinna is not a Karen. She's Corinna. She's not a Karen. So to that man out there, please know that. She doesn't want to live with that on her conscience. Yeah, go ahead, Jared. Oh, sorry. You looked like you were going to say something. Chris, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, last Friday, the 16th, New Hampshire dropped the face diaper mandate. And you know, I went to Market Basket. I walked in without my mask on, and you know, everybody's wearing their face diapers, and they're all giving me dirty looks. And I'm like, "Hey, don't look at me. I'm not the fool you are." And then I went into Trader Joe's over in Nashua, and they forced me to put a face diaper on. I said, "Well, maybe you guys didn't get the memo." And they said, "No, the city of Nashua requires masks." And so I said, "Oh, what is it? The virus just seems to hover over Nashua, New Hampshire," which I call nausea. But at any rate, and I said, "But nowhere else." I said, "What's that all about? How long is that going to last?"
Well, right, and this virus, I mean, it really is hard to figure out. You know, you might get it when you walk into a restaurant 10 feet, but you won't get it once you sit down. But if you sit down for more than 2 hours, you might get it. But also, if you don't order enough food, you might get it. It is really confusing. And Chris, yeah, I agree with you. And it makes me wonder, because there's going to we're going to get to a point where people just can make their own decisions. I wish we were there right now. We should be there right now, but we're not yet. But there will come a point where you don't have to wear a mask unless you feel you want to wear a mask. And if people want to have big events, let's say weddings, it's almost like you want to put on the invitation. If you don't want to come because you're scared, that's okay. Don't come. You know, and it's the same thing goes with, if you don't want to go out to eat to a restaurant without everyone having a mask on, order takeout. Don't go out to eat. You can do that. You have that ability. Just like I have the ability to not wear a mask and feel safe. David, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, David.
Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, David?
What? I'm doing very good. Hey, were you talking about the Karen still?
Yeah, go ahead.
I had a situation the other time. I'm in Nashua, and I was standing in line, and I had a woman behind me go, "Hey, I can appreciate the fact that you're wearing a mask, but you're wearing it incorrectly."
Oh.
So I just turned back to her and I said, "Well, ma'am, I really appreciate it if you could mind your own business." And the cashier started laughing. I said, "If you kept the 6 feet away from me like you're supposed to, with the little marks on the floor, you'd be fine." So she didn't say anything more, and I kind of follow her out, and she jumps into a Prius with a Massachusetts plate.
Of course she does. She's a good Karen after all. Oh my, I know, and it really makes me wonder if no one's parents teach them that anymore. That was like one of my mom's main things when we were younger. Is mind your business. You know what I mean? Like, don't get involved in other people's business. You got enough to worry about all on your own. Don't concern yourself with what your neighbor's doing or, you know, what your friend's doing. Just focus on yourself. But I don't think people hear that a lot, because people seem very eager to tell everyone else how to do things. Suddenly, everyone's mask experts. All right, we'll be back on the other side with producer's picks. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Aviva Trattoria studio, indeed. I cannot wait for this Friday. I'm so excited for the spread. All right. I know what you guys have been waiting for. We've talked a lot about Karens. We've talked a lot about the national news stories of the day, the New York Times. We've covered a lot, but what we have not covered yet is producer's picks.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day, producer's picks.
Producer's picks is when my producer, Jerry Diglio, searches for the most interesting, compelling stories of the day, and he lets us know what's on his mind. Go ahead, Jared.
All right. I'm taking a lesson from the captain and from Grace Curley. Lead with your best sound. So, I want to say to everybody, welcome to the Wild, Wild West. This is Texas State Rep Ann Johnson talking about the Texas Conceal Carry Law.
You bring up a great point. That 21-year-old pimp, that 21-year-old trafficker who is not yet a convicted felon, roll on into any place you want and buy a gun under this provision and walk around in whatever way you want. No training, no understanding, Wild West pimp style. That's what this bill does. And then that pimp can roll into whatever small businesses in your community with their stable of girls, and they can flaunt it. And if you don't have the courage to stand up and say, Mr. Pimp, with your stable of girls, I really don't want you in here in my business in this manner. If you don't want to confront them, you got to call the police and say, guess what's going on in here?
All right. This hypothetical took a strange turn.
I got to say, my favorite new thing is Wild West pimp style.
Yeah, I never.
Wild West pimp style.
And I love the fact that she got his stable of girls and all these pimp terms. Yesterday, Chuck Schumer talking 420 on the floor of the Senate was great. But this is phenomenal. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Pimp, with your stable of girls.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anything quite like that. Wild West pimp style.
Wild West pimp style.
She also said it like seven times.
And she's one of those people, it seems like she enjoyed saying pimp.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey.
Like it's one of those dirty words you can't say, but she got to say it. Wild West pimp style, which is, I think, how I'm going to pretty much conduct my life from now on.
Oh, as you should.
Hey, Jared, how you doing today? Wild West pimp style. Speaking of another good day for pimps, Manhattan will no longer prosecute prostitution. Or unlicensed massages. All good. No prosecution. Not going to have to send the police out for these complaints. And they're going to go back retroactively to move to dismiss 5,080 loitering for the purpose of prostitution cases.
See, I don't want to weigh in, which I know is not what I should say, but I don't want to weigh in either way because it's one of those days where I don't need people who are pro legalizing prostitution to get on my case or people who are anti. I'm sure there's valid complaints for both, but just because we're wrapping up the show here, I'm just going to let this one sit and I'll think about it. I'll think about it and I'll figure out where I stand, but I'm not going to wing it today.
That is Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr., the Trump hunter who was done in December, who is pushing that decision on.
Cy Vance has quite the illustrious career. He's done there's some cases he has no interest in, and then there's other cases that he really, really cares about. He cared a lot about Donald Trump.
So, of course, everybody knows that the CIA spies on you, the FBI monitors you, Homeland Security, thanks to the Patriot Act, can tap your phone lines, do whatever. If you're a presidential administration that doesn't like the next guy, you can just spy on people in general. And now every single government agency, it seems, is spying on Americans. Yahoo News obtained a document about the United States Postal Service Internet Covert Operations Program, which it's called ICOP. and the post office monitored significant activity regarding planned protests occurring internationally and domestically on March 20th, 21.
All right, I hate to be this person, but do you think maybe they could just focus on the post office? Like, Jared, have you tried to send a letter recently?
I have to say,
it's a 50-50 shot it gets there.
If I pay $20 to have it next day delivery, it better be there the next day. Most of the time, it's like not the next day. It's the day after that.
Well, it's because they're monitoring people and they're trying
exactly.
You know what? They're spreading themselves too thin. Okay? If you're Newman and you're at the post office, focus on the post office. Leave the spying for another day.
Oh, that drumpf.
You know what, though? My grandfather was a postal worker. Just a fun fact. Bubbles
boil. Just like John Kasich.
Yes. Yes. No, I think his dad was a milkman.
Oh, I thought it was, I don't know.
No, it wasn't a mailman. I believe it was a milkman, but I will double check that.
God save the Queen, Grace. Today, Queen Elizabeth II turns 95 years old. Still going strong.
I love Queen Elizabeth. I'm wishing her the happiest birthday. I know it's not the happiest birthday because she's still mourning Prince Philip, but I hope she had a nice birthday. I saw Prince Harry left. He's back in California, so yes. He's not celebrating his grandmom's birthday, but I hope she has a nice birthday nonetheless.
Yes, so happy birthday to the Queen, 95 years young.
Have today. Some tea and crumpets. She looks great, though. Did you watch any of Prince Philip's funeral?
I did not.
I watched a little bit over the weekend, and I just have to say, they all had the masks on in the church, and it's just like, and the Queen had one on in the car. She was basically alone the whole time. It just seems silly to me. I just wish I could have seen
her. She's 95. I'll give her.
But she's probably fully vaccinated. Don't you think she's got access to a vaccine at this point?
She may be, but you know, hey, I mean, you know, maybe the stiff upper lip wasn't so stiff anymore. And she just kind of had to conceal it.
You think she wanted to cover her face?
Yeah. I mean, she's the queen. She can't be overly emotional.
That's true. She's such a boss. I want to be like the queen someday.
So, Ohio, not news related to quote-unquote knife fights. Ohio Republicans are aiming to rename a state park for Donald John Trump.
Really?
Yes. The bill primarily sponsored by freshman Rep. Mike Loychik to rename Mosquito State Park to Donald J. Trump State Park to honor the former president.
Mosquito State Park?
Yes, Mosquito State Park. So it's screaming for a new name.
Seriously.
And why not go with Donald J. Trump Park?
I have a feeling that's not going to go over well with some people in the neighborhood, but...
Oh, no, I'm sure it is absolutely not going to go over well. But other news for the Trump administration... Simon & Schuster rejected their employees' call to drop Mike Pence's book deal.
I saw this, and I have to say, kudos to Simon & Schuster. We have to stop trying to ban or delete or cancel people. If you don't want someone's opinion, don't buy their book. I didn't buy Andrew Cuomo's book, but I didn't try to get the book from... I didn't try to stop the publishing company from... publishing the book. Do you see how that works? You can just not buy something. That's fine. No one's gonna hold up Mike Pence's book and force read it to you.
Yes.
Nobody wants to. It'd probably be a little boring.
On April 7th, the publisher announced it signed a deal with Mike Pence for two books. The first, which is an autobiography, is scheduled to be published in 2023. Nothing yet on the second book, but another victory for not crazy people.
Indiana's reading the Mike Pence book.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Speaking of crazy, U.S. voting rights activist Stacey Abrams nominated for Nobel Peace Prize.
Why not? You know, once Obama got it for doing nothing, it lost its pizzazz.
Mm-hmm.
It lost its je ne sais quoi.
Yes, Lars Haltbrekken, a Socialist Party member for Norway's parliament, noted that Abrams' work follows Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s footsteps in the fight for equality before the law and for civil rights. Abrams' efforts to complete King's work are crucial if the United States of America shall succeed in an effort to create fraternity between all its peoples and a peaceful and just society, Haltbrekken said. I don't think she's going to win. Much like the governor election in Georgia.
Well, she did not win that. That still hasn't been called officially.
Yeah, and I saw it, but I didn't grab the sound. I don't know if you saw Ted Cruz talking to her when she was on their voter eligibility law or whatever, and he said, yeah, yes or no, like, do you still refuse to concede the 2018 election?
But I love those questions because Democrats, we really are living in this wacky time where they just don't answer anything. They're like, I don't not refuse to concede the election that you have rigged after this issue has come forth to. Nothing makes any sense. They don't say anything. They just dance around it. Infrastructure is everything.
And on this day in 2016, 5 years ago, Prince shed his mortal coil.
I love Prince. I'm a big Prince girl.
Phenomenally talented.
What's your favorite Prince song?
Party Man, actually, from the Batman soundtrack, I really like. But I also, I have to admit this, I don't like Purple Rain. I don't like it as a song. I didn't like them. I just, it's not my thing.
I know this is basic, but I like Kiss.
Kiss is good.
I like when he says, you don't have to watch Dynasty to have an attitude. See, I pushed it too far. I sang once and it was okay, but now the twice. That's what's going to kill people.
Also on this day in 2011, great moment for the Bruins. After scoring a goal in game four of the first round playoff series against the Canadiens, Andrew Ferentz flipped the bird to the Montreal crowd twice, forever endearing him to Boston, and he actually he later said the gesture was unintentional after being fined $25,000. But he was telling the story just the other day that he came home to the North End where he was living, and he found taped to the entrance of his building notes and envelopes full of money from his neighbors, thanking him because he flipped the bird to the Montreal crowd.
Yeah, you know what's so funny is that my fiance, Will, he loves the Bruins. And whenever they play Montreal, he really does have this intense dislike for their team and for their fans. And I always say that. I'm like, why? They seem nice. They seem enthusiastic. There's just something there. So he's listening right now. I bet he loves that story.
So I'll put this in kind of context for you because I feel the same way. The Bruins are Trump. The Canadiens are the media and the Democrats.
Okay.
The same type of flopping, cheap shots, running to the refs, the whole... Yeah, that's the dynamic.
And they're also the team that they have the white towels, right? And they kind of like put them in a circle like this.
They might be. I honestly haven't...
I might be wrong on that. But I have witnessed a lot of anger towards them in my living room. Depending on who's winning.
As well you should.
All right, guys. Now, you know that Friday is fast approaching, and that means one thing. I have a free lunch to look forward to. I've had my fair share of free lunches during my time at the Howie Carr Radio Network, but I can say with confidence that nothing beats Aviva Trattoria. Since the start of my show in January, Aviva Trattoria has catered a free lunch every other Friday here at the studio. That's right. Every other week, two lucky listeners have an incredible meal by Aviva and watch the show with me in studio. I quickly become less interesting than the food itself. People love this food, whether it's the chicken wings, the farmhouse pizza, the calamari, the tiramisu. People just love this spread, and they're so excited whenever Aviva comes into studio. So I selected my winners. They'll be coming in this Friday, and I know Marcy's going to bring in some delicious stuff. Jared, have you made any requests yet? Because you got to get those in soon.
I haven't yet. I'm going to talk today and put my order in.
From seafood to their homemade pasta, Aviva has you covered. They also have four convenient locations in Marlboro, Maynard, Wrentham, and Westford. Takeout is available too. To enter to win the Aviva VIP lunch, go to gracecurlyshow.com. That's gracecurlyshow.com. All you have to do, you go to gracecurlyshow.com. It will drop down. You enter your email, and you might be sitting in studio in the Aviva Trattoria studio watching the show. We'll be back on the other side with Howie Carr. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Wild West pimp style.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curly.
Welcome back to the Grace Curly Show. I just want to say, if you've heard some of my dramatic readings of these snitch line confessions, I hope you understand that I had no choice. You know, I know they're hard to hear. I know they're traumatic, but they had to be read. They had to be shared because this can't stand much longer. And I'm actually bringing on the author who collected all of these heart-wrenching stories, Howie Carr.
I mean, Grace, these were the ones that they handed over to us under, I would say, duress, because we had to keep asking over and over again. So can you imagine how much worse they are?
Oh, and Howie, I know that you notice this, but the grammar is just brutal. I'm not being a snob about it, but the run-on sentences, rather than saying aloud...
Grace, they're in danger of imminent death from being exposed to these yahoos, these science deniers.
You're right. They
have
no time.
You don't expect them to compose a grammatical, proper syntax, et cetera, et cetera. You just can't expect that.
You're absolutely right. Howie, did you see this story about the Black Lives Matter protesters in New York City?
Yeah, get out of here and to get the bleep out of here. Yeah.
Yes. Now, what were your thoughts yesterday, Howie, on the Derek Chauvin verdict and on the reactions from the mainstream media?
Well, I mean, I guess it was pretty predictable. I mean, everything was stacked against him. There's never been a trial like this in American history, I don't think, where everybody was demanding that he be found guilty. And the jury took the expedient way out, I think. And unfortunately, though, I don't think he's got much of a leg to stand on an appeal. I mean, from a legal standpoint, yes, but they're just not going to overturn this. I was surprised to see Alan Dershowitz say he thought that it's possible it could be overturned at the Supreme Court level. I mean, if they wouldn't take on Texas v. Pennsylvania, do you really think they're going to take on this case?
I mean, they played the whole video for the jury. They said it was pretty powerful. It was like over 9 minutes long. So I think that it's just they are, you know, sticking with that verdict. Howie, did you see the reports that Chris Christie is mulling a run for the White House in 2024?
Good luck, Chris. Yeah, I know. I think he's just trying to have something to do and to make sure he gets plenty of hits and gets to visit the green room. Because, you know, you go into the green once the panic is over, Grace, they'll go back to using green rooms again. Those network green rooms have pretty good spreads on them.
Howie, I knew you were going to say that. That is not nice. Howie, now let's talk a little bit here about what you have planned for your show today. What do you got coming up?
We got a really good cheap bastard deal with Old New England Soaps for Mother's Day. This is a hell of a deal, $53 value for $26.50, all kinds of great stuff. And we're going to keep talking about some of the there have been a lot of other shootings since the Chauvin verdict. There was a suicide by cop in Worcester. And of course you had the knifing incident the almost knifing incident in Columbus, Ohio. And was it Kathy Griffin who tweeted out, who hasn't had knife fights in their neighborhood?
Yeah, it's paraphrasing it, but that's basically what she said.
I've seen one knife fight in my life, Grace, and it was 40 years ago, and it kind of stuck out in my mind. It's not an everyday occurrence very many places, I don't think. Knife fights.
Yeah, I haven't seen many in my time either. Guys, don't miss Howie Carr. He's coming up next. This has been The Grace Curly Show.